Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday to June the 21st, 2011. On Monday evening, Hamas leader and head of the Hamas-led government in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, stated during a welcome ceremony for the Miles of Smiles 3 solidarity convoy that flotillas and convoys challenging Israel's siege on Gaza expose Israeli crimes and the true nature of Israel's aggression. In an interview with the Lebanese Broadcasting Corporation, LBC, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that he has the right to name the head of the upcoming Palestinian transitional government that will serve for the next 10 or 11 months. Abbas stated that the transitional government will be in charge of two main tasks. One, rebuilding the Gaza Strip, and two, preparing for general and presidential elections. He also said that the government would follow his lead and policies as president of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO. Hamas spokesman Dr. Sami Abu Zuhri denounced the Monday statements of President Mahmoud Abbas and described them as an unnecessary media escalation. In an interview with the Hamas-affiliated Palestinian Information Center on Monday evening, Abu Zuhri said that the statements are false and are harmful to efforts to ensure national unity. Hamas is also accusing the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank of resuming political arrests and political persecution of Hamas members and supporters. The Palestinian Census Bureau has reported that nearly half of the Palestinians in the occupied territories are internally displaced refugees, and that since its creation in 1948, Israel has forcibly removed some two-thirds of the original Arab population. US President Barack Obama has reaffirmed his US administration's unbreakable bond with Israel, and has described differences between him and Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu as purely tactical. Obama made the comments at a Democratic Friends of Israel event where he was fundraising for his upcoming 2012 campaign for a second four-year presidential term. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed his belief that Israel needs to disengage from Palestinian areas in the West Bank in order to avoid the demographic nature of Israel as a Jewish state from being challenged by Palestinian population growth, according to the Haaretz newspaper. The Israeli military prosecutor has filed an indictment against an Israeli officer for illegally ordering the ramming of a mentally disabled Palestinian civilian in an incident in the West Bank in 2008, according to Israeli media reports and the human rights organization B'Tselem. The major who issued the order will be prosecuted by the Military Advocate General's Office if successfully indicted. The soldier who carried out the illegal order, however, will not be prosecuted since he was discharged from the Israeli military before the completion of the 2.5-year-long investigation and filing. Military officials claim that the soldier cannot be held criminally responsible as a result of his discharge. B'Tselem has criticised the length of the investigation and the resulting impunity for the suspected driver. While approving the precedent set by the indictment of the officer who issued the order, B'Tselem feels that the inability to prosecute the driver undermines that precedent and makes it difficult to hold Israeli soldiers accountable for their actions in the occupied Palestinian territories. On the 19th of November 2008 in the West Bank village of Kufr al-Daif, Ma'an Naji, who is mentally disabled, suffered multiple injuries, including breaks in his ribs, jaw and teeth, when the soldier rammed him with his vehicle, despite the fact that he posed no threat to Israeli forces or any civilians. The Israeli High Court presided over a hearing on Monday regarding two separate petitions brought against the controversial Israeli acceptance to community law. The petitions were brought by the Association for Civil Rights in Israel and Adalah, a Palestinian rights movement. The court ruled that the government required to explain within 60 days why the law should not be deemed unconstitutional. The controversial law gives powers to towns and villages to screen individuals looking to live in the area and accept or reject them based on their fit with the community's makeup. Human rights activists, however, have criticised the law on the basis that it will be used to discriminate against non-Jews, particularly Palestinians, same-sex couples and single parents. The petition before the court included previous petitions from individuals denied entrance to the towns or villages, including a family of migrants, Arab families and a family of Mizrahi Jews. The petition also included a quote from MK David Rotem, who promoted the law in the Knesset, saying that the law was designed to limit residency in the communal villages to Jews only. A poll released today by the Raffi Smith polling company on behalf of the campaign to release Gilad Shalit and published in the Haaretz newspaper shows that a majority of the Israeli public, namely 63% of them, believes 1,000 Palestinian prisoners should be swapped in prisoner exchange for Gilad Shalit. The Palestine News Network reports that 4 homes belonging to Palestinian villagers in Al-Hadidiyah village have been demolished by the Israeli army in spite of the owners showing proof of ownership. Such demolitions are illegal under Article 53 of the 4th Geneva Convention. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Tuesday the 21st of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.